I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
To Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Fromber with a gem last night, out-dueling Shohei Ohtani. Maldonado, a hero with a... He destroyed one pitch, and that's all they needed because Fromber was awesome. Gave up the solo home run. And that's it. Had one guy in scoring position all night, and that was because of catcher's interference by Maldonado. Here's Dusty talking about Fromber's night last night and how this team, you can't ask for a better time for Fromber to throw in a performance like that.
His breaking ball is excellent. He had real good command of his fastball. He is very efficient in his pitch count. And, he was masterful. I mean, if you're striking him out, then not the way he struck out 12. So, that helped his cause and our cause. We really needed, this game. I think Seattle beat Texas, and we got back to 500, and we beat Anaheim. So it was a good day for us and a good day for Fromber.
Especially the way the bullpen has been taxed. I imagine Fromber could have gone out for that ninth inning, got a complete game, but they just put Presley in. Presley got him. Bing, bing, bing. Good night. Fromber would have gemmed. You got to have that. Now you got Javier today. You can win the series. As badly as they've been playing, as inconsistent and awful as this offense has been, they got a chance to go to Anaheim and win the series now, all because of Fromber. And they got Javier on the mound today. Listen, when you were facing, after you got beat the other night, and you got Ohtani on the mound against you in game two, like, holy crap, this is going to get even uglier.
Except the guy that's been stepping up since 2020 stepped up again for you.
Yeah. But you didn't know you were going to score any runs.
Fromber's the people's champ.
One
of the things that I knew would happen would be that I thought would happen would be Maldonado homering off of Shohei Ohtani.
You had that?
I thought there was a pretty good chance.
What were the odds of that?
At least 3-1.
Two.
The odds of that,
I'm
honestly,
gonna go
would
higher.
Be, I mean, the odds are probably, 300-1?
That he homers
No,
off.
Probably like 200. Yeah. Well, so if he had 600 at-bats or 500 at-bats, so it might happen three times. So probably like one, maybe 160-1.
Probably. Yeah, but they're not putting that out there because...
No. You could have found it. It's probably like 80, 70-1 in some website. I don't know. I don't know where you would have found it, but I bet you could have.
Yeah. No. And the Astros get a much-needed win. Hopefully they get out of there. This afternoon, you got yourself a little afternoon affair there in Anaheim with Javier on the mound. So you can... Hopefully he throws the same kind of game and takes care of that business. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that, to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to ask you this. Do you look at the run? Okay, it's pro football focus, but there's no question that the Texans' defense against the run has been at an all-time bad now for this is going 3 years now.
Yeah.
That it's no, it's like this is legendary.
It's a guaranteed. Well, number one, for everything that we know about T.Y. Hilton, the same thing's true with Derrick Henry on the ground.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry's 200-yard games is the equivalent of T.Y. Hilton's total destruction of the passing passing defense over the years.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you've got to face Derrick Henry twice, and he always runs for 200 yards against you. With these bookends now, well, we'll see if it's, you know, Grenard, we'll see how good he is going to be. With Rankins and Collins in the middle, with Anderson on the outside, with Denzel Perryman, mm-hmm. with Harris in another year under his belt.
Yeah.
With some of the other additions that they, with Christian or Kersey, with this defense, how much improvement are we going to see on the ground against the run?
You know, you have to hope.
I mean, they've been the worst
yeah,
in the league.
I think you still have some issues in the middle that aren't going to change. I mean, you hope. Look, the linebacker play was unbelievably bad over the last few years. It's guys missing run fits, not taking on blocks, losing leverage of the gaps. It didn't take long to watch and see bad, bad play. I think with Denzel Perryman, you're going to get a more physical player in the middle. With Christian Harris, he's not real instinctive, but he can run, so we'll see what happens there. I still think you're going to have some issues.
Littleton.
Littleton's.
Does Waddle even make this team now?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that was a Nick pick. I'm sure he'll try to keep him on.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Special teams guy. Why are they?
Does Jake Hansen make this team?
Well, Jake Hansen.
He played pretty well.
Jake Hansen can play a little bit, so he might.
Yeah.
He might. I mean, yeah, I could see him beating. That's why, you know, they traded up. They traded picks to move up and get Wallow. That never made any sense to me.
Well, now you got Sheldon Rankins. You got Ridgeway.
Well, the problem is, can
you
Sheldon
got Heinisch, Rankins. I mean, are you got to be better.
No, you're right. You're right. You're better. But you got to count on. So you need. Ridgeway will make you bigger and better in the middle. Rankins, you got to keep healthy, which is the big question with Sheldon Rankins. And then you're right, Heinisch actually played pretty well. Roy Lopez will be, so D'Amico's going to run a four-man.
Malik?
D'Amico's going to run a four-man front. So he's not really going to run a 3-4 as you know it. It's going to look more like a 4-2-5 is what it's really going to be. Two inside guys. You'll have five defensive backs for the most part. That's going to be standard about 70% of the time. Whenever you're playing a Colts, you'll be sitting in, you'll be sitting in more of a standard 3-4 with Will Anderson will be a defensive lineman, and you may have, you'll have probably Grenard standing maybe. We'll see what that looks like on the other side.
No, he's going to have his hand on the ground.
No, because you'll have Sheldon Rankins. You'll have.
Malik Collins, and then you'll have Anderson and him.
What about Ridgeway?
Well, he's going to rotate in. I mean,
I guess you're right. You'd prefer a guy who's 275 pounds out there. One of them in that defense, you want a big base guy, and then you want the other guy that can be a little more athletic and maybe weigh a little less. But you'd prefer a big old bully out there. It's 275, 280. That's why I could have seen Will Anderson being the pick at 2 and Lucas Van Ness at 12, because one guy can play standing and one guy can play defensive end. You know, it would have physically made sense because they're two different types of edge players for D'Amico. That's why I could have seen them going defense potentially. In the first.
Yeah, but a first-year coach ain't doing that, especially from the defensive side of the ball. He ain't doing that. I gotta bolster my side of the ball. Screw yours. No. A first-year coach is always going to say, no, I'll take care of my side. Let's help out the other side of the football and make sure that they're going to be good. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're more than welcome to get in here to hang out with us. We got a couple of segments, then we got News of the Weird coming your way. Right now, though, you and I are both talking about aqueduct plumbing. We're talking about Billy Brown, and we're talking about any kind of an issue that you have. Listen, put the number in your phone, because you definitely, if you need a plumber, you want it right now. at your disposal, right? I mean, this is something that you have got to have this Aqueduct Plumbing phone number with you, because you cannot afford to waste time if you need that plumber, right? So make sure you got 281-488-6238 in your phone just in case you need them at any point. We needed them. We had a leak, and it almost destroyed our floors, our walls. I mean, it was unbelievable. They came in. Henry came in, diagnosed it right away. Look, you got to take this out. You got a leak behind this wall right here. And sure enough, we did. And it was unbelievable how good they were. And then they helped us with the restoration pros coming over to our home and fixing everything. They're unbelievable. You have any issue whatsoever, Aqueduct is here for you.
Expensive water leaks. Water leaks not only are expensive because of the water, and our water prices have gone up here in Houston, by the way, but it's also, you know, what it ends up costing you with damage you can do under your home. And I know that for a fact because it's what caused my flooring issue with my home. And right now, they can help you. Get your hydrostatic testing done with my friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company, and they can find out whether or not you have a leak. You may have an idea that you have one. Find out for sure very quickly with Aqueduct Plumbing Company. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
I'm a travel the globe, you keep the block hot, driver. Open the door for me, my hair hurt, find us. We playing hide and seek with the passports. What we at? Oh, the pilot gotta remind us, yeah.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
No, I don't like that.
I'm watching. I can't believe I'm part of the problem now. I get upset with my kids about, you know, TikTok. You guys can't watch. And I'm sitting here watching videos by this guy, Top Notch Idiots. And I couldn't. I literally have YouTube on my Apple TV watching it at my house for probably an hour and a half. My kids were making fun of me where he goes into dangerous neighborhoods. Guys, he looks for the scariest people he can find.
Oh, my gosh.
And he'll say stuff like, you're trying to get banged? Looks like you want to bang. And then they're like, what's up then? And then, you know, right as they're about to punch him, he pulls out a can of Bang energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they, and then he say, you know, there's a camera right there. And he, the way he talks to people, what's up, my boy? What are you trying to do? It looks like you're sitting here. Looks like you want to kiss. Like, what? Yeah, it looks like you want a kiss. Looks like you need a kiss. You want a kiss? And like, you know, no, I don't get down like that. Come on. You're sitting there, just standing there looking like you want a kiss. Let's go around the corner. I'll give you a kiss. And then they, you know, and they start getting in
Hershey's kisses.
But saying things like, you want to get...
jumped.
You look like you want to get socked. You look like you're trying to get socked. And like, he'll just walk up to people sitting there minding their own business. Guys, tattoos all over their face. Hey, what's up, my boy? Like, what's up? Look like you're trying to get socked. Like, what'd you say? You all right? Looks like you're trying to get socked. You trying to get socked? And people square up on Reddit, and then he pulls out some socks real fast. But the worst was when he goes up to the scariest looking guys, and he just starts mean mugging them. Like, he just will just sit there staring at him. He did all this in L.A. He's from L.A. And he'll sit there staring at – he'll just go up to people in the streets and start going. And it's scary-looking guys. And they get up. It's like guys who have been around, and they get up ready to fight. But he went from L.A. and he tried it in New York.
Did not go well.
They are not for that in New York at all.
No, well, he was doing the one we were watching. You want to get jumped?
You trying to get jumped?
And the guy's like, what?
And this
what?
Guy jumps over.
And then the guy goes up, jumps on his shoulder, and jumps over him.
This is 2 years ago.
And that dude was tall, too, that he's jumping over.
Yeah.
The dude can jump. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. No, don't. And stop already. Oh, my God. God.
Pepper spray.
People.
Yeah, he's constantly having to run. He's constantly having to run because
dumbass.
People. Look,
what is wrong?
This is him just staring at people. And look how tatted up this guy. Hey, what's up? He's like, why are you on my block? I mean, these are guys who have who literally spent time in prison.
No, that dude, holy crap.
And this is just aggressively staring at gang members in the hood, is what it's called.
What is wrong with you?
Look, he just started, I mean, and he's got a mask shot. On. He's 100% going to die. There's no question. In this day and age, he's running up and just mean mugging and staring people with his hands in his pocket. He's 100% going to get killed. 100%. There's not even...
Goodness gracious.
And he just keeps...
What an idiot.
I know, but it's also addictive.
I can't stop
watching. He's got a ski
just mask. Staring people down. What
He's
an
got
idiot.
A ski mask on staring down people.
All right. 713-780-3776. There was some good basketball last night. James Harden and Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey. They look good, man. They look pretty damn good. If they beat the Celtics, they've got to be the favorite over Miami, right? What Jimmy Butler is doing is amazing with the cast of characters that he has. It is simply amazing what Jimmy Butler is doing.
Nothing short of incredible what Jimmy is doing right now. And just when you saw the way, like, he was coming back from injury, Kyle Lowry, that experiment seems to have failed. You bring in Kevin Love in the late part of the season, and they come in as an 8 seed. And get this, they could be the first 8 seed since 1999 to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and that was in a strike-shortened year in 1999 when the New York Knicks went to the finals against the Spurs.
Do you see, though, now, look at the 7 seed, the Lakers, right? Look at the 8 seed, the Heat. With the way that guys sit now and rest or injuries that they have now, you see, look at the Lakers coming out of it, basically coming out of it. There were question marks at one point whether or not they were going to even make the playoffs. And now they're the favorite in the West to win. Maybe with the Celtics going down, they might be the favorite in all the basketball. And they're the 7 seed. Now, with the way that guys are resting, I think we're going to see this more and more, lower seeds or higher seeds, whichever way you want to
put it. Well, I mean, look, it takes a pretty special – like, this is LeBron. This is a team that's underperformed.
Look at the Heat.
But that's also a team that has had some injury. I mean, that was a team in the –
But that's not what – that's what we have now. We're guys sitting out half seasons now.
Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, way out. Where you say – where you're basically saying
– with load management.
Yeah.
With injuries, the way the guys get injured.
Especially if you feel like you can win on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and you feel like a guy like Jimmy Butler, like there's only a certain amount of players that are going to benefit from rest. A lot of these guys are just, they're not getting enough. They're just, well, the teams who are resting guys because the players want to rest because they don't really like basketball. They don't care. They're not going to be there anyway. But teams who actually need it are players like Jimmy Butler who can benefit from it. Or LeBron or Anthony Davis missed time, but it ends up being beneficial. LeBron missed time. It could be beneficial for teams like
that. Well, how much more should the Suns load manage Chris Paul?
Well, I mean, you have to. You have to load manage probably Kevin Durant, too, honestly.
Yeah.
At this age and his injury history, you probably need to load manage him, too.
So I think this is going to be happening more
how
and more.
How come
we don't
talk? This is crazy that we don't talk about this in radio. Like, you and I didn't even take our vacation days last year.
Right.
We
need
work our asses off. Why do we not load manage? Yeah, how do we not get load managed?
Yeah. I don't know.
Just Paul comes in, maybe does an extra hour, we leave at 9. To load manage us?
Yeah, for load management. I think we need to talk to Todd about this, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, especially at our, you know, we're getting older now, so we need
November and December we start to break down.
Yeah. No, listen. By Friday, I'm like, it's a holiday show.
Yeah, your phrase,
Thursday,
it's a holiday
now.
Show, a sign that we need load management.
Thursday now, I'm like, this is a holiday show. I'm really tired.
Are you getting
I'm
John's
exhausted?
Are you
week.
Getting his best effort when no. he says the holiday show? No, you're not. Wouldn't you rather load manage him and get a really good John Granato?
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know that that's going to happen either. But
well, but you don't have to say that out loud.
No. So. They're still apparently – is this a valid point? If West Virginia's athletic director, Ren Baker, went on a radio show and said what Bob Huggins said, would he be gone already?
That's okay, let me ask you this point. If Anthony Davis went on a radio show and said that, would he be kicked out of basketball?
No, because Kobe, we saw him drop an F-bomb on a referee.
Okay, so
you're a F.
This is what I'm saying. That's a stupid thing to say because, okay, Myers Leonard had a slur on a Twitch game on not as big a platform, and he was basically blackballed from basketball. Even though he went to synagogues, did the work, he did all the work, he just got back into basketball. Anthony Davis could say potentially.
Well, we saw Kobe say it.
What's that?
We saw Kobe say it. Remember, he called a referee.
Homosexual slur. Yeah, that was years back though.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a little bit different, but I think that you could have Anthony Davis say the same thing. Fine, apology, and that's that.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not sure the Jewish slur. There's a little bit more at stake there from a standpoint of what you could be dealing with business-wise. It's just a little different dynamics. But if you had if you use the same thing that Bob Huggins did, if it was Anthony Davis, it's an apology and it's a fine and that's that.
Yeah. It being Catholic as opposed to Jewish or Muslim.
Well, it's also the homophobic slur.
The homophobic slur is what's getting
catching. Let's just face it. It depends on what your
value is. Jewish or shortened it to Jew, and he said that it would create quite the stir.
Oh no, he would be gone. But I still think that it depends on who you are, how important you are to the team, league. Like maybe it's not fair to do professional sports versus who have contracts versus, but I do. But just seeing Myers Leonard, what he did, that's an example of Myers Leonard. Now,
that's an example of are you worth it?
But ultimately, it's always that.
Yeah,
it's always that. There's going to be different rules for different people based on your value in sports. That's how it is, and it shouldn't be.
Well,
it should be consistent, right?
Well,
we should be consistent with how we apply things. But it's always going to be based on that. It will in business. People always complain when it suits them. They'll complain that it's inconsistent. When it doesn't suit them, then they'll just say, "Hey, you know, people need second chances."
But here's the deal with Bob Huggins. He has brought on through the transfer portal what is ranked the sixth best transfer portal basketball.
They could leave.
Yeah. They could leave.
I don't know. I don't know how West Virginia handles it. I think in a lot of schools, he would be gone because this wasn't a slippage of the tongue. This is a willful comment.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be viewed. And I also think, I do wonder if Bob Huggins is going to say, you know what? I don't feel like dealing with this anyway. I got money. I can just shut it down.
A report out of there says Huggins is facing a suspension and an amended contract.
Okay.
But we'll see whether or not you know what? That's how it starts a lot of these times, and then they just go, "Well, we can't fade this."
Yeah, but that to me shows me that they're going to do that because I don't think the general public can. How much internal pressure? The only thing that matters is how much pressure is going to be coming internally from the fan base at West Virginia. If not that much comes from it, and you're just fading national, then you say, "Too bad, we've got amended contract where you may not have to tell them what that means," and then he's got a suspension. And then it will eventually go away for Bob Huggins. I would say if that came out of there, if that's the thing you're seeing now, I'll bet that's what it's going to be. I'll bet he doesn't lose his job. Now, if it wasn't West Virginia, there's a lot of schools where it just be a Big Ten school, you're done.
Too high profile.
Big 12,
a Pac-12?
A Big 12 in Texas, you're probably done.
A Pac-12?
A Pac-12, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Yeah, because on the West Coast, there's no way you could fade that.
SEC, maybe. Mm. Maybe not. Depends on the school.
I don't think so. I think the SEC just go, how many wins did he have?
You had a player bring a gun to another player who shot somebody, and he missed no time. Okay? So.
SEC's different.
Yeah.
West Virginia's different,
here's
too.
The gun. You told me to bring this. I would imagine you're just going to protect yourself.
Okay. When he comes off suspension, his first home game, West Virginia is going to give him a standing ovation because there's a lot of people.
You want me to tell you that you're wrong?
No. That is going. There's no question that is going to happen.
They'll just say Huggins is joking or whatever. And
no,
there's certain jokes.
Yeah, you know what they're going to say? They're going to have T-shirts. I agree with Huggy.
They might. Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends on the school.
Yeah. Oh no. In West Virginia. Oh yeah, they're going to have. I love Huggy. Huggy's right. Oh, and they're going to have Catholic. There's going to be sure. I don't want even. And they're going to have a blue and yellow shirts that agree with Huggy. That's a lock. 9:30 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Get in a hurry because we got one segment. Then we got news of the weird. But you got John Daspit right now.
Yeah, I got John Daspit. John Daspit has been winning cases. I see a lot of these lawyers out there, personal injury lawyers, and it's always interesting to see the way a lot of them operate. They're very over the top, most of them. I was watching some when I was in Tuscaloosa. We've seen them here in Houston for years and years where it's way over the top kind of clowny stuff. John Daspit wanted to make sure. He goes, look, I'm a personal injury lawyer. He said, I almost hate saying that, but because I don't want to be associated with those guys who are doing those kind of crazy commercials. He said, you know, what I do is I help people who have been injured, and people have been injured badly. The Astroworld case where there were deaths and there were bad injuries, and he's handling a lot of those cases, refinery blast, offshore. And, of course, he handles things in general workplace issues for a single individual. Yes, they handle that. There's a guy who reached out just the other day and was asking about John Daspit handling a defective hip replacement deal. And, yeah, he can handle that too. What they do is they fight for your rights and fight for your compensation when it comes to somebody who has wronged you through their negligence. And if someone has been negligent, he wants to make sure that you get what is coming to you, which includes pain and suffering, includes the hospital bills or time missed from work or physical therapy you have to go through, because a lot of times those really add up and they can last longer than you may assume whenever you get an offer made to you within a week after an accident when you don't know any better. John Daspit wants you to know better by using his firm. Call Daspit Law at 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. He'll walk you through the entire process, and he and his staff of lawyers will fight hard for you. That's John Daspit with DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John Anderson's got some problems. ESPN anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he said Zach Whitecloud is a great name if you're a toilet paper. But guess he has Native American descent, and he had to apologize to Zach Whitecloud for it's a great name if you're toilet paper. I mean, do we have to apologize? Can't we? Do we have to apologize for everything now? He is the first indigenous NHL player from the Sioux Valley Dakota Nation.
Okay.
We can't. Are you offended in any way?
It's not me.
Do you feel for Zach Whitecloud right now that maybe he won't be able to move on? He won't be able to get through this.
Yeah, hopefully he's going to be okay.
We are such a just an embarrassing society. All right, on the Houston Chronicle sports page, the front page of the Chronicle has a story about Nick Caserio being on the hot seat. And also a bunch of quotes from Jimbo Fisher. He was here the other night with the Touchdown Club. Was it last night? No, Monday night. Monday night he was here. Brent Zwerneman did a nice piece on the whole deal. He said he ain't guaranteeing any wins against Alabama this year. Okay, so which he did last year.
Smart.
And regretted. Hotter seat, Jimbo or Caserio?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to say Caserio because it's cheaper to get rid of him. I actually feel like the hotter seat is on Jimbo.
Yeah. If he has another season like last season?
I think Jimbo's seat is hot, but who's more likely to be gone next year? I would say it's Caserio simply for the financials.
Well, how many years does Caserio have left on his deal after you're paying how many people to not be in your organization
anymore?
Three
more years, that's $15 million.
And how many years, are you still paying
Jimbo's in the 70s?
How many years are you still paying on Levy? And how many years are you still paying?
Depends on the contract.
Cully. I mean, honestly, at some point, Cal's got to go, okay, I got to stop paying people that don't work here anymore. Okay? I've got to. All the Easterby fires
right.
that he had to pay. People that weren't there.
No.
But here's the deal point. Is...
That, all that still doesn't
here's
add
the deal,
up to
though. You
Jimbo.
Have a rookie quarterback, and now Will Anderson, I think, should play and play well right away,
buys
which
time.
Would help. But if he doesn't play well, if Stroud doesn't play well, if Stingley doesn't play well,
Stingley
if Kenyon Green doesn't
Stingley play, and Green need to play
now,
well.
Now, he's probably really on the hot seat. But he's got the leeway of a rookie quarterback.
The hottest seat, though... Yeah, but he didn't. But he came in. He's already done the whip dog routine, and apparently there were people in the building who were like on his side, who were very surprised that Nick, like it wasn't expected that Nick would be such a beaten guy. Apparently, it was looked at as whoa, look at Nick at that press conference. But you're right, quarterbacks do usually buy you a little bit more time. But this is your third year. You aren't here with Nick. I mean, you weren't here. You're not tied to D'Amico Ryans. So I'll ask you, the hottest seat is clearly Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher's being stared at from every – Jimbo Fisher got paid a ton of money, got extended because that's what Aggies do is they immediately extend everybody.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to leave you. Stop going for your trick. Stop going for their trick.
Beat Alabama, get you a big extension.
Yeah, and so – Now, but guys like Josh Pate, who we have on during the college football season, like Jimbo Fisher's a huge story around college football. Nick Caserio is not going to be a huge story around. So the hottest seat is clearly Jimbo Fisher. Everyone's looking at him. How does he get? Now you're making Sumlin comparisons. Well, Sumlin,
yeah, no,
you know, I mean that's already happening. So the hottest seat is clearly Jimbo. But the question to me is,
you fired a black head coach who's actually got a better record than Jimbo Fisher does.
Yeah, if you want to make it that way, but I just think they extended. That's a bad argument because they gave Sumlin three contracts in 4 years.
Yeah, but you fired him though when
perform. because he wasn't good.
Well, the only way Jimbo's been worse.
The only way you wouldn't is because you've given Jimbo such a long contract. The buyout's clearly 70 something.
Yeah, but this is but Texas A&M has money. It's not like this is one of the richest
I know,
programs
but
in the country.
You don't want to buy out a $70 million deal.
No,
it's a bad, bad, bad look.
It absolutely is.
It's a terrible look.
But you know what else is a bad look?
Losing.
A 5-8 coach that's making $70 million.
Yeah. So who is more likely, knowing what you know about A&M, and knowing what you know about the Houston Texans,
or 5-7?
Who is more likely to be?
And Jimbo, if Jimbo has another season like last season, I think Jimbo is...
Okay, but project the season. Who do you think is more likely to, are they both the same odds? Who's more likely to start 2024 with the same team? Jimbo Fisher or Nick Caserio?
Probably Jimbo.
My thinking too. Yeah. But Jimbo's clearly on the hottest seat.
Yes.
Jimbo's the hottest seat in college football. I don't think it's close.
But the $70 million changes that, though. I mean, honestly,
doesn't mean your seat isn't hot. I mean, the intense light on Jimbo Fisher is nonstop.
Yeah,
now
because of that money. Because of that money.
Because you help raise the price. Look, coaches' salaries are what spiked. It's not NIL. The outrageous coaches' salaries, extensions, and ability to negotiate new deals, even with the contract, where contracts meant nothing, is why college football is in this position it's in right now.
Yep.
Don't blame the players. Don't blame NIL. It's really not even the NCAA as a governing body. The biggest problem is that teams have been unable to write contracts that enforce the contract.
Yeah.
Or school. I shouldn't say team.
No, that's called an inflation that is just ridiculous. And it's brought attention to how much money they make, as opposed to the players making. These multimillionaires
You're
are
right.
trying to keep the players
the
under their thumb.
It's the attention.
That's right. It absolutely brought attention. I think the worst thing in college sports, period, is the poaching. You know what? You can get over the coaches. You can get over the portal. You can get over the NIL. You can get over the coaches' salaries. You can get through, you know, the injury stuff. I think they've done a lot of good stuff, which has made it safer, a safer game. You can't get this poaching thing is a terrible. I think it was the worst thing that is, because it's the Wild West. Coaches are just going after players that don't give a rat's ass. There's no honor in this sport anymore. There's no honor at all. No. Honestly,
no.
Amongst coaches, they are. You talk to a coach and he can name 10 guys that are poaching players from other teams.
Yeah.
that have hurt his program. A good 2, 3, 4 guys that are hurting his program. And he knows of other ones that they talk to each other all the time. That what's going on in college football is disgraceful. It really is disgraceful.
Well, but that's when you have NIL plus instant portal, do you think they'll ever go back to making you sit? If they made you go back to sitting a year, it would all go away. Because no one can do a 2-year. Like, 2 years are not reasonable for teams to wait. They're not gonna play the long game. If you made everyone wait a year again, it would shut a lot of this down because you don't have the ability to create free agency every year.
You know what? It'll be interesting to see, and I think this eventually will slow the portal down, is how many kids are going to be in the portal and not on a team this year.
It's an astonishing number.
Yes, just because you enter the portal. And oh, by the way,
the biggest names do.
You lose your scholarship. You lose all your. You lose your NIL.
Yeah, but will it matter for the biggest? Like the biggest names, average names, they get to school.
Yes, but it's the average names that are leaving.
I've got the data. The jump down. There's a much higher percentage that end up having to go a level down.
Down, right.
A level down in portal. It's a substantially higher number that have no. I think it's 50-some-odd% now go level down or no. Or have no scholarship left. Yeah. They screw up. They miss. They really miss.
It's guys who aren't playing. Guess why? You're not playing. Because you weren't good enough to play. Guess what? You go into the portal. You're not good enough to join another team.
It's true.
I mean, yeah. Why should I pick up that guy? He couldn't play. It's amazing the mistakes that guys are making. It's amazing. All right, time for you to talk about Craig the Surf, and then we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah. So Craig DeSurf. I just got, as a matter of fact, some new offers that they have going for you right now. I'll give you an example right now, something that's going on the, let's see, let's take a look at the GMC side. On the GMC side right now, they've got the GMC Sierra 1500 pickup truck, and no matter where you're headed, I don't care what the tasks are that you're going to perform, we're talking about a premium, capable Sierra 1500 that is going to be perfect for you. If you want to finance your Sierra 1500, you can do that. There's an available 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers, plus no monthly payments for 90 days. This is an amazing opportunity for you. Take the GMC Sierra 1500 for a spin. You're going to love this truck and the staff at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. GMC, we are professional grade. Go to LanceZCars.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Weird.
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, ESPN. Lance, did you see the Frontier Airlines story? You were looking for an airline, right? You might want to go on Frontier. Remember, you were looking for a cheaper airline? Really? Are they? Because I think they were going from Philadelphia to Jacksonville, right? Philadelphia to Jacksonville. And they ended up not going to Jacksonville. They went to Jamaica. And nobody on the plane had their passports with them. So it was quite an issue when a pilot, instead of going to Jacksonville...
I thought, that sounds like me. Like something I would do. I thought is it Jamaica?
It's a J-A. I thought it was J-A-M.
Jacksonville. Oh, wait, it says Jacksonville.
I thought it was J-A-M. Oh, damn it. Oh,
man.
Damn.
I set the crew. Oh, man. Is the co-pilot didn't know?
Apparently nobody knew. They flew to Jamaica. And nobody had a passport. And if I'm on that flight, I'm like, really, dude? Really? You don't know the difference between Jamaica and Jacksonville? I ain't flying. I'm gonna go with. Oh my god!
What?
United? The other night, coming back Sunday night.
Yep.
5 hours to get your bags. 5 hours. What was it? Monday night with the weather.
But you didn't have yours.
No, I didn't know. A buddy of mine came in.
Why? Because they don't get it when the weather's
left.
Like
he
that.
He just left. He just said, "I'm not." Five. They said it'll take 5 hours to get your bags from the plane and into the.
Why?
Because of the weather. We can't
lightning strike
people outside. Yeah.
That's how it was in Cuba. If it sprinkles, they won't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They go inside.
I flew in one time. It was beautiful. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. Oh yeah, we got some lightning in the area, so we're not going to be able to get you. No, they just don't have enough employees to take the bags off. They're not paying people. It's just a scam.
Get the Zerline boys. It's my kids scam. Are looking for work.
Are they? Oh, yeah. I got work for them.
What?
A California
Alec needs a job and Mason needs a job. What
a California cannabis competition is looking for judges.
I don't want them judging that.
What are you talking about? They make money.
That's not work for them.
What are you talking about?
They're not old enough anyway.
What the heck, they're not?
21.
I don't know if you heard. Kids are smoking weed.
21. Is it legal?
Yeah, it's not. I don't care about legal. Okay.
Neither is Mason. I told Mason. Mason was like, he bought a lottery ticket the other day. He goes, Dad, I need a coin. What for? He's like, this lottery ticket. I said, Mason, you're 16. He goes, I asked the guy. He said he didn't care. And I'm like, no, you cannot have this. Here's your $2 back.
Yeah.
Here's your $2. Why? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I said, no one cares. I said, yeah, no one cares.
Until you win big and they don't pay you.
And he said, if I win, I'll give you a percentage. I was like, no, you can't run around buying lottery tickets just because somebody lets you. And then I scratched it off and it was a loser. And I was like, give me my $2 back. Here's your stupid lottery ticket, you dummy.
Yeah.
This cost me $2.
No, like kids today don't want to scratch off lottery tickets instead of working.
We all wanted to scratch off lottery tickets.
I did. You know what? No. That's why I'm still working today. A woman took snakes on a plane to a whole new level. Apparently, she was arriving from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, attempting to smuggle 22 snakes of various species and sizes
into.
A 22. They found 22 snakes in her bag.
I'm not interested in that.
Got a buddy, Martin, who just would be... He would faint if he was on the same plane as her.
I am not interested in that many... Who wouldn't faint if they saw that many snakes?
Do you want to go to a Miami Grand Prix, Formula One?
No.
You don't?
No, but it's a big party, I guess.
Is it a big party?
Yeah.
Do you think it's an expensive party? Let me show you the menu.
Yes, I think it's an expensive party.
Empanada Duo. $350.
That's a lie.
Steamed buns, $350. F1 platter, $500. It's got sliders on it and a secret sauce. Florida Stone crab cake, $450. Carne asada nachos, $275.
See, this is what happens when you let the F1 get so big and it's DJ Khaled running around making a big deal. Now it becomes a hype beast thing.
It's
it's a hype beast
thing. Go have fun. A Kansas driver was driving around wearing a beer can costume. Guess what happened?
Got pulled over.
Yes, and what? DUI.
No.
Yes.
That's too easy.
If you're going to drive around drunk, do you think you should be wearing a beer can costume?
No, I don't think you should be wearing a beer can costume.
Yes, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. A user accidentally sent $1.5 million in Bitcoin to Jared from Subway. Do you think Jared from Subway should get $1.5 million for what a great guy he is?
No, I don't.
No.
I think I should be able to hold at least $250,000.
You think?
Yeah, look what I've done for people.
What have you done for
people? I've given homeless people food before. I've given homeless people money. I have helped mentor people.
Have you, though?
Like RJ and whatnot.
Did he mentor you,
I've done some mentoring.
Yeah, no.
I've mentored at times. I've mentored Dell. I've mentored Raheel. I've done a lot of stuff. Draft profiles.
That's all you want is $250,000. Anybody's got $250,000 in Bitcoin.
$25,000.
$25,000 in Bitcoin. Send it to Lance. And eyelids for kids. You did that. How's that?
I helped kids get eyelids.
We're done. Paul Gallant is next.
Sorry,
right
I
here.
Helped
it,
people
really have it.
See
really
or close their eyes.
You should get arrested.
Sorry, I helped people close their eyes.
Okay. We're done. Paul Gallant's next.
Eyelids
have a great
for
day.
Kids. Eyelids for kids.
She's that right. She's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
ESPN 97.5. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.